miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
You found Fiance Sam internet dating?
Yes.
Or apping? Internet apping, if you will.
Yeah, I guess you call it apping.
Apping.
Yeah.
I found me and Christy got together on Tinder. And now there is this is creepy, and this is an interesting way to continue the conversation with the one you thought was the one. Now this is called Tinstagramming, right? So that's Tinder and Instagram combined.
What?
Yeah. Well, now what you can do if you're on Tinder, what you can do is you can match up your profile to Instagram.
Okay.
So what that means is on your Tinder profile, you can show your Instagram handle, okay?
Right. Is that so that they can have a look at better photos or other photos?
I'd assume so. Okay. Exactly right. Now, if you're not familiar with Tinder, now this is what it was when I was on it. I don't know if the app has changed a lot because there's like super likes now. You get photos of people. If you like the person, you swipe right. And if you match with that person, you get to start a conversation. If you don't like the person, you swipe left. And then there's no match, which means you can't speak to that person. But with Tinstagramming, Claire, this is where it gets a little bit creepy, right?
Okay.
It's called, this is the definition coined by New York Magazine, the act of sneaking into someone's Instagram direct messages after failing to match with them on Tinder.
So wait, so like you don't match on Tinder, but you liked their stuff and you went to their Instagram page, so you send them a DM there?
Correct. That's exactly what you're doing. So you haven't matched on Tinder.
Why?
You check their Instagram profile and you're like, I'm not ready to give this up yet, and you direct message them.
Why?
Well,
just
it's
why?
Obviously to have another crack, I suppose, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I know, but
I suppose.
If you didn't match, there was a reason, mate.
Now, an eager Tinstagrammer needs to launch into their very own James Bond stalking mission, which is a bit weird. As you hadn't matched with this person on Tinder, nothing says I love you more than creeping on them a little bit on their Instagram, you know, and liking a photo from 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But I was sort of thinking, now, I did this years ago. Before Tinder, before Instagram, I went to great lengths to get to know someone.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I don't know, 13, 12, 16, like, not as creepy as Tinstagramming, but what lengths have you gone to get to know someone, right? Because this is pretty extreme. You've gone from Tinder to the Instagram to have a proper look.
Yeah.
And with social media, that's sort of easy to do if you're not private.
Well, I don't think you'd even need necessarily Instagram attached.
Mm.
If you know that person's name,
yeah, it's, you can just search for them. What I used to do, Claire, before Tinder, before Instagram.
Here we go.
I used to visit, growing up in Brisbane, there was a sandwich shop called Healthy Habits, right?
Okay.
And the girl behind the counter was extremely good looking and I liked her a lot.
Okay.
Every day I went and bought a sandwich for like 3 weeks from Healthy Habits. To get to know this girl.
Really?
And when she wasn't working, I wouldn't get a sandwich.
But you know what? I don't think that's that weird. I think that's how people used to do things.
Buy a sandwich from the same place for 3 weeks?
Yeah. I don't think you're the only one.
13, 12, 16, what lengths did you go to get to know someone? Let us know. Steve, what lengths did you go to get to know someone?
Well, I was on Tinder and a lot of girls were putting their Snapchat on the...
Yes, rightio.
And anyway, I added a lot of these girls on Snapchat, and I never matched with this one girl, but now we're married and got a kid on the way, and so it worked out in my favour.
Oh, really?
That's amazing.
Well, so you found her on Snapchat afterwards, even though you didn't match, and is that how you guys started talking?
Yeah, we started talking on Snapchat.
Oh, that is excellent. That is so amazing. What would you call that combination of things? You've got Snapchat and Tinder.
Just creepy.
Hey, mate, that is such great news. Congratulations to the both of you, and thanks for sharing your story.
No worries.
Claire, I'm absolutely loving The Bachelorette at the moment.
Yes.
It is huge. Sophie Monk has endeared herself to not only to the country, but to these gentlemen vying for her heart.
Yeah.
Now, four new blokes came in last night. Which means
four of the existing ones had to get the boot.
Exactly right. But there was one of them who got the boot. His name was Harry. Just have a listen to this as he walked up to Sophie and said his goodbye. This is lovely.
Harry, you're a legend.
Thank you so much. These group of guys here,
have become my friends in the last 3 weeks, and I honestly believe that someone here you'll fall in love with, because I have. And they're amazing. I really have. They're the best. I wish you all the best. Truly, I do. For the best.
You're going to be good regardless.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Love you guys. You're the best. I'm just glad I got the chance to show Sophie who I am and that I was here for the right reasons, and that's all I can ask for. I have no regrets. I've had an amazing time. It's been great fun.
Oh, Harry, you sweetheart, you.
Oh, it's cheesier the every time I hear it.
Harry, I think you're a little bit too sweet, though. Do you think that's why you got the boot?
No, I think I got the boot because I don't want to have kids in the next year or two, and Sophie does.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So do you reckon that's the only thing it came down to? Because she got everyone together and said, look, guys, I'm worried that some of you are a bit young. You're not here for the same reasons I am. When she got you all together and said that, were you like, oh, now my time is definitely numbered in the house?
That was kind of the nail in the coffin, but so, like, you know, obviously I got to have quite a few good chats with Sophie before that group date, and I think it was at the last cocktail party when we sat down and she kind of put the hard word on me and said, look, I'm looking to settle down, have a family and have kids in the next couple of years. And I obviously had to be honest and just said, yeah. A couple years isn't long enough for me.
Yeah, rightio. That's interesting. So going into the show, A, did you know it was Sophie? And B, did you know that's what she was looking for? And do you reckon you did the right thing by going on the show?
Yeah, fair question. I definitely was on the show for the right reasons. So at the end of the day, I was looking for someone to fall in love with. I didn't know it was Sophie before I was going on the show, but once I found out, I just took the age gap as a bit of a hurdle, not a deterrent.
Okay, that's interesting. So do you think though that she will find the right guy on the show with the group of guys that are currently there?
I really do. I spent a fair bit of time with the guys there, and even got to have a good chat with a couple of the new older guys on that day. And I truly do believe that there is a group of guys there that are 100% in it for the right reasons and in it for the long haul. And Sophie's lovely. She's great. So I wish her all the best, and yeah. I really do.
And that's the thing about Sophie. Like, when she got announced, I was like, oh, my God, here we go. It's going to be terrible. Because what we see of Sophie Monk is what's been in the media. But what she's done is she's endeared herself. She's down to earth. She's ridiculously funny. She's a massive bogan. And you're sort of like, you're learning about her in a whole new different light. But, Harry, I want to put this to you.
Oh, here we go.
If Apollo doesn't win, will he be the next Bachelor?
Ooh, Apollo for the next Bachelor. That's a good one.
Because he's a good-looking kid.
He's a good-looking man. I've never seen someone eat so many eggs before in my life.
And as well, Jared. Can we talk about Jared? He is fair-dinkum. Is he all right?
Is he all right? He's all right.
Is Jared
all right. Yeah. So Jared. All right. At the end of the day, you've got to realise that there is hours and hours of filming to make a one-hour show.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they can choose to pick. I am. I'm 100% sticking up for him. Jared's a good bloke.
Okay. He's not coming across like that at the moment. He's coming across stalker mode.
I understand. Yeah, no, I understand. There has been rumours, comments like Stage 5 Clinger, but no, the way Jared's ex-military.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And I reckon he's taken the approach of this is his mission to win Sophie's heart. And that's his goals. And he's going to complete this mission.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be successful. But
you were just too sweet. That's all I have to say is you were way too sweet.
Hey, have you found love now? Are you in love, Harry, with someone?
You know, I've only been... I obviously couldn't start dating anyone until the show was at least aired, because I couldn't start dating a girl and then she's watching Channel 10 on a Thursday night. And like, hang on a minute.
Could you imagine?
Where's Harry gone? I haven't been able to get in touch with him for 3 weeks.
I thought that would have been funny, but I chose not to do it.
Okay.
But no, I have actually... have been on a couple of dates now. Ooh. Things are looking good, but no, we'll see. Early days.
Okay, mate.
Okay.
All right.
Well, congratulations for getting on the show. Yeah. Sorry to see you leave so soon, but good
That's
luck with
right.
future
That's
ventures.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Been good.
Thanks so much, Harry. You can catch The Bachelorette 7:30 tonight on Win.